This podcast is brought to you by The Shift.
It's story time!
Hello and welcome to the Storytime Podcast. My name is Claire, I go by Clizair on the internet, and this is the podcast where people come on every week and tell me their stories. And this week I have with me Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Sorry,
I was just going to say, would you like to introduce yourself to everyone and let them know where to find you on the internet?
Yeah, I'm Kevin. I'm an ordinary dude from California, and I had an extraordinary romance. And now I live in Edinburgh with my wife and our dog and our beautiful baby. And on the internet, you can find me at Backlog Treasure Hunters. I do a video game podcast with a really good friend of mine, and we play video games that we already own and have never played before, and then try to talk about what makes them interesting or would make them worth playing. We play retro games, modern games, good games, bad games, and it's just the two of us hanging out, having fun, talking about what we like to do.
Brilliant. And I'll have all your links down in the description as well and in the show notes on the audio platform, so people can just scroll down and click through if they want to check you out. But yes, you've already alluded to your story that you have for us today.
Yeah. About 7 years ago, no longer than that now, it was 2013. I and my sister were on a trip to the UK to see London and Edinburgh and just to kind of see the sights. And while we were in Edinburgh, we got onto a bus tour that was going to take us to the Isle of Skye and Loch Ness and some other, like, your usual Scottish sightseeing tour. So the Wallace Monument, the usual stuff. And I started talking to this woman that was sitting in front of us on the bus when we got out just for, like, to stretch our legs. And while we were walking around, she spotted and knew the, like, the scientific names of some butterflies, and I thought that that was really interesting. And then we stopped at this kind of ruined castle, and it ticked all of the UK sightseeing boxes, where Mary Queen of Scots had stayed there, and Queen Victoria had visited. It was just I think there was a plaque that said she didn't think there was much to see. It was really funny. But we just stopped by this stream, and this gal that I'd been talking with splashed me in the face with water. And just started laughing, and, like, we just started talking, and it was really nice. And we got talking more. Her name was Rosie, and we just really hit it off. And we stopped at Loch Ness for the night. There was a pub, like a true kind of public house, where there was, like, food and drinks downstairs, and then sort of like hostel space upstairs. So that was where we were staying for the night. And I asked her if she wanted to join our pub quiz, because that was the kind of icebreaker get together thing for the evening. And we were all having fun. Like, we had everybody at the table. I think we won the pub quiz, but we were all talking, and we wanted to keep like having drinks and talking more and having a good time. So we knew that there was, like, a board game shelf over on one side of the pub, and Rosie said, "Hey, Kevin, do you want to help me pick out a board game?" So we trotted off, and when we got to this room, she turned and looked at me, and she said, "When are you going to kiss me?" And it was just like, we just had this, like, it just really, really hit it off. We just had this spark. It was just really nice. Both of us just, like, really clicked. And after, like, another drink and some board games and stuff, we went down to like Loch Ness and went swimming in it. Like, it was midnight.
Oh.
And
just,
like, swimming around, hoping that we might bump into a monster or something.
Oh my God.
So we were swimming in Loch Ness, and when we got out, dried off with towels and stuff, and we were walking back, and it was just like, this is just really cool. There's something.
Not to be a narc, but you're probably not allowed to do that, are you?
The bartender was swimming in Loch Ness with us. So, like, he yeah, kind of. So
if he's doing it, it's fine.
Yeah, so I mean, as far as I know, Police Scotland have never filed an incident.
And was this like a day trip or like a couple of days trip?
I think it was two nights.
Yeah.
So it was a couple of days, and the next, the next couple of days, like, we, she just, like, we went and did stuff. I think it's not the Cliffs of Moher. Cliffs of Moher is in Ireland. I think it's Giant's Causeway.
Giant's Causeway is also in Ireland.
then I can't remember the name of the cliff, but it's that sort of like plaid rock formation that's really cool, really good to look at. And so we saw all these sites and we just kept talking and hanging out. And she was even thinking of like buying a train ticket to come down to London at the same time that my sister and I were going to go back to London.
Yeah, like, so I was just going to ask, where is she from? Because if she's on this trip, surely she's not from Scotland.
Oh, so she she's English. She's from Whitby and was living in Edinburgh. She got her creative writing master's in Edinburgh and just kept living there because it's a nice city. And just for whatever reason, she woke up one morning and said, I haven't seen enough of the countryside, so I'm going to book a ticket. So she was just on this trip by herself. She just wanted to do something exciting.
Wow.
And she's just that kind of person. And but we so we swapped Skype stuff. The first night that I wasn't like on a trip with her, we were already Skyping and talking to each other. And we just said, how can we see each other again? What can we do? And it just, we really wanted to keep that going. Like, it was such a strong feeling so immediately. Like, I don't know about love at first sight, but it was certainly like within meeting each other, it was just like we were, I don't know what to say. It was just really good. And I was still in college at the time. So I was working part-time jobs, doing stuff just to make money. And I bought a ticket to fly out to Edinburgh that November. So I think that was in, over the summer, maybe June or July. And a few months later, I flew out to Edinburgh and like we just stayed and had fun. And it was this like, it was kind of the Rosie led trip where we went to the opera and we met all of her friends and we went out to Aberlady Bay and saw a geese migration and just spent a bunch of time doing all of these things. And then she flew up to California and we sort of had a Kevin led trip where we got in my car and we drove to the Sequoia National Park and we drove up to San Francisco. And when we were staying in Sequoia, we put up our tent and got out and it was supposed to be a clear night. And there was torrential rain that turned into snow and collapsed the tent. So we grabbed as much stuff as we could out of the tent and slept in my car overnight. And stuff like that. Ordinarily that would sound like a disaster, but said it was really fun and it was really funny. And we just had this really great back and forth visiting each other. So I stayed in Edinburgh over the summer, the following summer. I think I had £300 was all the money that I could muster, and we had to stretch it out over 2 months. So it was trying to walk places so that we could save on bus fare. And just doing everything that we could together, having fun, going on trips, getting to know each other. And it was really difficult. Long distance is terrible.
Yeah, long distance and, is terrible.
Having to organize Skype calls because of the time distance, because the time difference. There's an 8-hour gap between Los Angeles, where I was, and Edinburgh. So there's a lot of coordination that goes into just saying hi every day. And, but it was just, it was really worth it. We'd talked about early on that we would keep going and keep trying to see each other and keep showing up on all these calls as long as we were both still having fun, as long as we both still wanted to keep going with this. And eventually we kind of came to the conclusion. I tried to do a study abroad program in the UK, and she'd looked at potential job opportunities in California. And we went through our whole kind of list and eventually came to the conclusion the only way that we were going to be able to live in the same place is if we got married. And so we made that decision. And it sounds kind of flippant, but it was just like, well, if that's what we got to do, that's what we got to do.
Yeah. And how long had you been together at this point?
When we decided to get married, we'd known each other for about a year and a half. It wasn't like a whirlwind marriage proposal, because that would have been a little bit ridiculous even for the two of us. But I flew out so that we could have our like a normal proposal and like an engagement ring, that kind of stuff. But we'd already talked about it. We'd already kind of decided, but it was still kind of fun to get down on the knee and propose. And So we got married, and
did you get married at the place, the famous place in Scotland, Lovers, where all the lovers elope to? No.
Oh no, I don't know about that. I haven't heard of that. Actually,
I'm pretty sure it's in Scotland. I could be wrong, but yeah, there's meant to be some really famous place where all the lovers in history like elope to.
That would have been really romantic to do. we booked a gazebo in Laguna Beach, California, because we knew that the weather would be good. We knew it would be sunny, and so we got married.
Yeah, it's
at the
a
beach
safer bet
like a,
than Edinburgh. All right.
Yeah, it's a little bit more reliable. but we had so we got married, and all of our wedding pictures have like the whole Pacific coastline in the back of them. It's really nice.
Wow.
And when we were driving from our wedding to the reception, we were driving down the road, and Rosie said, "I think there's smoke coming out of the front of the car." And we pulled over in a little shopping center, and there was smoke pouring out of the hood of my car. So I popped it open, and like the whole inside of the hood of the car was just soaked. And it turns out that the radiator had exploded from the heat. So my car was completely totaled. It was undrivable. I was able to sell it for scrap. Like the car was done. And it was kind of like a nice punctuation of like my life in California is kind of over, and my car is gone, and now I've got other places to be. But it was right by a McDonald's, and we had to wait for somebody to come and pick us up to drive us to the reception because a few people had left early. So we were waiting for my dad to drive back. And we went into this McDonald's because like it was hot.
Amazing.
So we were going to grab a drink.
In your wedding dress and wedding suit.
Yeah. And the McDonald's employee like it didn't even care. Didn't even bat an eye. It was just an ordinary day.
That's gas. So.
But it was fun, and we had those sorts of things. But my visa got rejected when I tried to apply for life in the UK just to come over here. They said that I hadn't filled out certain paperwork. So Rosie just bought a ticket and flew to California so that we could try to figure out what was going on. The UK VI filed my paperwork wrong. So it wasn't my fault. But yeah, it was just like, it was very difficult. It wasn't easy. I wouldn't recommend, even though like we had this come out of a long distance relationship, I wouldn't recommend anybody pursued it. It was a ton of work.
But, yeah, long distance relationships are tough. I think I've had a long distance relationship with my husband, but we're both from Ireland, but we both went traveling separately at one point or another in our relationship. So we had two bouts of long distance, which are quite difficult. I always wonder when people are from two different places, like obviously you have to settle somewhere. And then I always wonder, does the person like, do you miss America? Do you miss California?
All the time. Edinburgh is my home. I've lived here. It's 6 months and 2 weeks, or 6 years, 6 years and 2 weeks. So, I like it here. I like living here. It's nice to be somewhere completely different. But I do miss California. I miss driving around in my car. I miss driving to the beach. I miss big, loud American people. And I still kind of feel like I'm on this big European adventure 6 years later. And everybody here talks with funny accents, so it amuses me. But I'm the foreigner here, so I'm the one with the funny accent.
And then what made you decide on Edinburgh to settle down in?
A few things. Rosie had a job that she really liked, and she already had her own apartment and was kind of living, doing her own thing, and kind of had established herself as like as an Edinburgh resident. And I was still living in my parents' house, and I just graduated from college like a month before we got married. And the decision was kind of, did we want to completely uproot everything that Rosie had so that she could come over to California? Or I already was kind of ready to move and ready to like move out and do all of these things. So if I was already going to do those things, I might as well move 5,000 miles.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And yeah, you guys have a daughter now, do you?
Yeah, she's 9 months. She was our little COVID baby.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, everybody walked out of COVID with either a dog or a baby, is what they're saying.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story.
Yeah, it was just a big, fun sort of international romance. maybe I'm not selling it enough, but we had a really good time and it was hard work, but really great. And we're really happy.
Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. Would you like to remind everybody where to find you on the internet and about your podcast?
Yeah, I'm Kevin Savage. You can find my podcast at Backlog Treasure Hunters on Facebook and Twitter. We post episodes every 2 weeks and a lot of different topics. It's just us talking about things we're really enthusiastic about. So I hope you check it out. It's we have a lot of fun.
Brilliant. I will have all the links down in the description on YouTube and in the show notes on the audio platforms as well. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you choose to watch it on YouTube, please subscribe, give it a like. And if you choose to listen to it on the audio platforms, please give us a review. Takes a few seconds, but really, really helps us out in the rankings. Thanks again, Kevin, for coming on to share your story. And I shall see you in the next one.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
This podcast was brought to you by The Shift. For more like this, check out theshift.ie.